This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, my Conscious Coast creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. Yes, last week we did have a rerun. I was out in San Diego at the Evolutionary Business Council annual retreat. It was our first hybrid retreat where we did it both in person and online. It was a wonderful experience. Great to see so many of my dear friends and colleagues. Truly an outstanding event. I'm so happy to see everyone again. It's been over a year since we were together live like that. So it was really a special event. So that's why I wasn't here, and that's why we did a repeat. I was trying to pre-record an episode with the guest I had scheduled for last week, but I never heard from them, so we couldn't pre-record. All right, so let's get on to today's show. So today is one of those wonderful shows. Yes, it's the first show of the month, which typically, not always, but typically, is just myself talking about a certain topic. And my topic for today is all about integration and disintegration. We'll talk about how they both serve us as we travel on our path. But first, of course, we have my blog post. And today, this blog post is entitled, "When We Open Up to the Unknown, We Are on an Adventure." Sometimes we think that an adventure is something big. Our conceptions about what it means blow it up. We put a lot of meaning behind the word adventure. Yet an adventure can be something quite simple. It can be something small, not involving great trials and tribulations. Does not have to be something life-changing or dramatic. Maybe it just starts with being open to something new, like going for a walk in an unfamiliar neighborhood, or meandering through a park on a different path. Could be as simple as showing up to a meeting where you do not know anyone, or going on a blind date. Anytime we open ourselves up to the unknown, we are on an adventure. We are taking a step into a larger world, confronting the unfamiliar and the mysterious, giving space to the magic of life to unfold without our control or expectations. For when we give space in our lives for something new and unexpected to show up, we are truly on an adventure. Not an adventure of slaying dragons and fighting enemies. The truest of adventures where we allow life itself to bring something new and different to us. Who knows where the adventure will lead us? Or what new relationships will be created? Perhaps we will experience something so new and different that we can't even conceive of how we will be different afterwards. Life itself is an adventure, whether we want it to be or not. For Every day there are so many possibilities that await us. If we can be open and curious and allow it to unfold. When we try to control and manage every little aspect of our lives, we leave no room for magic. Yet when we give space for the adventure to present itself to us, we will be richly rewarded. So where in your own life can you give room for adventure? So the inspiration for this blog post really comes from the wanderings and meanderings my wife and I did a couple of years ago, because we were both working virtually and we weren't going back to doing anything in person for quite a while, we started to travel a bit. And we started to house it for people in different places. Now, this was before we did the big trip out to the West Coast for 3 months. But I think this was, we had started our first house it. We went up to Vermont for a week. And, you know, we didn't, you know the town that we went to that well. We were taking care of someone's cat while they were away. And it was an adventure. It wasn't a big adventure. It wasn't like we traveled to the ends of the earth and went to some exotic location. Just a few hours away up in Vermont. And I think the plane ride was like all of 45 minutes from LaGuardia to Burlington. But it was an adventure for us because we were staying in a person's place, living in a town neither of us had ever lived in before. And so we had to find our own way through things, to find local stores, restaurants, supermarkets, you know, what parks were there around? Where could we, you know, wander around in nature, you know, meeting people in different places. And it was just a really nice experience. It wasn't a super adventure. It wasn't like, you know, anything exotic happened to us. But we were just out of our ordinary environment. We were just, you know, being present to the moment of what there was, you know, for us to do in this town. And this, it was actually a college town. Burlington's a college town. It's the capital of Vermont. And, you know, not a huge town, not a huge city, not like there are millions of different things to do. But it was different for us. And that's the point. An adventure is when we put ourselves into an environment that we are not familiar with. And it can be a big move. It can be a small move. Like this is where this whole idea that like adventure doesn't have to be something huge and big. It can be something as simple as just going to the town next door, going someplace that we've never been to before and allowing what's going to show up to show up. And we had a wonderful time there. And we discovered little things. We even discovered a little dumpling restaurant that was named, that had my wife's name on it. So I was like, oh, we got to try this place. It was actually pretty good. And so it just kind of, I think I was just sitting with that whole experience when I came up with this blog post, because I don't know, I just felt like sometimes we make adventure into this huge, big thing. And I realized after this little trip we took that, you know what? It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It doesn't have to be an exotic place with from a foreign culture. An adventure can be waiting right outside our own door. You know, an adventure can just be something as simple as, you know, if we're commuting to work, just taking a different route, walking a different path that we usually than we usually walk to get somewhere. You know, if we always tend to go down the same street or the same couple of blocks and we turn at the same place all the time, well, what if we turned the block before or block afterwards and came back around? What else is there out there that we're missing by not trying something different? I mean, that's opening ourselves up to adventure. It's trying something different. And it can be as simple as maybe you've never tried Indian food, so you go out to an Indian restaurant, or you've never shopped at a certain store, so you go check out this new store. Or you go to a group that, I don't know, does hiking or does bowling or does something that you're interested in but you've never done before. It doesn't have to be some big, huge thing. It can be something so simple, something in some ways so trivial, but can be profound. Who knows that just by taking a different path to work or a different path home or a different path to the store, you might notice something you've never seen before. You might bump into somebody you never would have bumped into before. You might have an experience you never would have had if you hadn't changed your path. So for me, it's really just opening ourselves up in little ways, and it can be big ways too. I mean, I'm not saying an adventure isn't going to someplace huge. It can be, but let's not, you know, lose the perspective that an adventure doesn't have to be a huge thing. It can be a small thing. And so that's what this blog post is all about. And I see a loyal listener, Sanaya, on the live stream says, love the adventure of each day, little gifts that await us. Oh, so nice. Yeah, each day is filled with little gifts. And it's just, in some ways, just allowing ourselves to be like children, to be open to the unknown, to be open to all the things that life has to offer. So that's my blog for today. It's entitled, When We Open Up to the Unknown, We Are on an Adventure. And you can always find my blogs at talkradio.nyc/blog, or of course on my personal branded website, theconsciousconsultant.com. And, you know, for this hour, it's just me and you. So, Sanaya, and I hope my other loyal listeners will be chiming in throughout the hour. And when we come back, I'll get into my main topic, which is all about integration and disintegration and how they both serve us in our lives. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over social media, on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Twitch. And we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for being with me today. I do appreciate it. Remember, it's just me and you today. So if you're listening on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, please put your comments in the comment section and I'll get to them during the show, I promise. As long as we're live. Comment after we're live, we'll probably get to it. But so today I'm really talking, my topic today is integration and disintegration and how they both actually serve us as we're traveling along on our healing path. And, let me talk a little bit about how, you know, when we first start on our journey of healing our deep inner wounds, We really focus on, oh my God, one day when I get through this, I'm going to feel better. I'm not going to be in so much pain and it's going to, you know, feel like life is actually working for us. And along the way, we find that sometimes part of the challenges we've been having is that we actually haven't been open to feeling all the things we need to feel. You know, there's that old expression that you have to feel it to heal it. And so we open up, we start slowly opening up. We don't want to do it too quickly because that can be overwhelming. So we open up to these feelings and we feel the sorrow, we feel the pain, we feel the loss, we feel the things we didn't really want to feel that much before. It wasn't maybe safe to feel these things before. And so now we're feeling all these things, but what do we do? Because these feelings can overwhelm us. And my teacher, Armand, he actually kind of described the work we do, the healing work we do, in such a beautiful way. Where in the beginning, this kind of, you know, this idea of positive and negative, where the positive is out front and the negative is kind of a little bit hidden in behind. And for those viewers who are just listening to the audio, I have my one hand up in front, open, and another hand closed behind it. And when something is kind of a little bit hidden like that, it persists. It stays there. It affects us and we don't even know. We're not living as consciously. And this work of healing is about bringing these so-called negative things out to the front to recognize them and to know that they're there and to see them for what they are. So these quote-unquote negative things, maybe they're not so negative. You know, it sort of reminds me of this old Star Trek episode, the original Star Trek episode, where Kirk gets beamed up and something happens with the transporter and he splits into two Kirks. And there's the one Kirk who's got all the positive traits and the other Kirk that has all the negative traits. And what happens throughout the episode is you see that the positive Kirk can't make decisions. He's not as decisive. He's not aggressive. He ends up in situations he's not sure what to do. And then the negative Kirk is like demanding and quick and all this stuff. And really, by the end of the episode, he realizes that he needs both sides. And so eventually they fix the transporter. He goes in with the transporter with his other self and comes back as a whole person. And that was really the process of him integrating, right? We're talking about integration at the moment. Integrating those sides, like not keeping them hidden, but seeing them for what they are. Without judgment, without being critical, because let's face it, you know, all of these quote unquote negative sides of ourselves are exactly what we needed to survive to get to the point where we are today. And so they did serve us in some way. But oftentimes we don't want to see that. We don't want to have that. So we shun it. We pull away from it. But when we fully see it and we bring those negative aspects into the light of our consciousness, then we can start to integrate them and bring them together and live more as a whole person. And that's really what integration is all about. It's learning to bring all the aspects of ourselves together to live as a whole integrated human being that lives more fully, that accepts ourselves, that loves ourselves, all the different aspects of ourselves. And in order for us to truly accept ourselves, we have to integrate. And so it was interesting, like after this teaching with Armand, and I was there, you know, first with other facilitators on Zoom, and then I was being more with my wife, and I was going through this process of looking at all these different decisions I had made throughout my life that affected my life in a pretty significant way. And a lot of them didn't feel so good. A lot of them felt like I'd done something wrong. And I kept asking myself, can I still love myself even though I made that decision? Yes. Can I still love myself even though I made this other decision? Yes. Can I still love myself even though I lost lots of money? Yes. Can I love myself even though I made a mistake here? Yes. Can I love myself even though, you know, this was very painful? Yes. And one by one, really going through all these major decisions within my life and being able to hold those decisions and hold the person that I was who made those decisions in love and compassion. And it's really fascinating how once I was able to really accept myself, to hold myself in that way, the feeling of relief, the feeling of being more solid, the feelings of just being okay with myself, how much easier it was to cultivate them, to feel them, to get to that point where I can truly accept myself as a human being. I know it's not that easy. And I'm not saying this happens in one session or one practice. Yet the more we look at these things, the more we bring out into the light of our consciousness these aspects of ourselves that we considered negative, and we can learn to embrace them and see them for how they actually serve us, then we can live life in a more integrated fashion. Then we can truly be whole human beings. And this is not to say that we don't have different sides of ourselves. This is not to say that there's not the little boy or little girl and the teenager within us and the young adult within us. It doesn't mean we get rid of all these different sides. It means we accept them for the gift that they are. And so maybe that rebellious side that sometimes gets us in trouble, it's learning to accept that that's a part of us. Or maybe the spoiled brat side of us that just wants everything our way, learning to accept that side of ourselves. Or the side of ourselves that's caring and loving and really cares about other people, accept that side of ourselves. When we can truly bring it into our hearts to see it clearly and embrace it, that's when we can allow ourselves to be human beings. That's when it's okay to make mistakes or what appear to be mistakes. That's when it becomes okay to just live life as a human being. And when we can allow ourselves to live life as a human being, we can allow other people to live their life as a human being. And sometimes that's the most important thing. When we're more integrated and whole, and we're okay with the mistakes that we make in our own life, then maybe we can be a little more accepting of the mistakes that other people make. Maybe then we can be a little more compassionate when somebody does something that doesn't feel right to us. Maybe then we can allow our friends, our family, our loved ones, our partners, our spouses to be who they are without having to fit into a certain notion of how we think they should be. So that's integration. So that takes us to our next break. When we come back, We're going to talk about the flip side of the coin, disintegration. How does disintegration serve us? And we will get into that and more after I blow my nose and we go to break. Yes, you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you for being here with me today. Please post your comments and your questions in the comment section below the videos so I can get to them. And I will promise to answer and comment upon all your comments. So please go ahead and do so. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back after this quick break.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So in our last segment, I spoke all about the process of integration, of bringing to light those things that we don't normally want to see, and of learning to accept those parts of ourselves and bringing them together. But life is not just about integration. Life is also about disintegration, when things fall apart. And those things serve, and that process of things falling apart serves us just as much as integration serves us. However, disintegration doesn't always feel that good sometimes. So, how does disintegration serve us? Well, simple example, I'm sure many people have experienced this. You're at a job or you're in a business and it's not really feeding your soul and it's not such a great environment to work with. And you're just having a hard time with it and you're not leaving even though it doesn't really serve you to stay. So what eventually happens? The company gets bought out by another company and there are massive layoffs and you get laid off. Or something happens in the office and they decide that you're not needed there anymore and you get laid off. And when I hear that from friends of mine, although I know it's scary, you don't have a steady paycheck anymore for a while, I always say congratulations because you weren't supposed to be there anyway. So that's a process of disintegration, of things falling apart. Sometimes we're in a relationship. It could be a marriage, it could be a long-term partnership, it could be a friendship, it could be any kind of relationship. And you're keeping this relationship for a long time. And sometimes that relationship doesn't serve us the way it served us in the beginning. Sometimes you and the other person have changed. You're not quite the same. Things just don't flow smoothly between the two of you the way it used to anymore. Yet we're afraid to let go of it because that relationship is comfortable, because it's known. Just because the relationship has longevity, we don't want to let go of it. So then eventually something happens and the relationship falls apart. And either yourself or the other person makes a decision and say, you know what, this doesn't really work for me anymore. You know, sometimes it's something outside of your control, like maybe a friend who, you know, the friendship wasn't that good. Maybe they move to another state or they get transferred in their company to another place. And so you just don't see them as much anymore. All kinds of ways that that relationship can fall apart. And things need to fall apart in order to rebuild, in order for something new to come up. It's sort of like in the forest, when a tree dies and it falls down and it's lying there on the ground, it disintegrates over time. And what happens as it's disintegrating? All kinds of bugs come and start eating it. Mushrooms and fungi can start popping up. And it starts breaking apart and falling apart into different pieces and getting reabsorbed back into the soil, essentially becoming fertilizer for the other trees. And by this tree falling apart, it actually feeds the whole environment that's around it. And that disintegration of that tree actually gets integrated into the environment and feeds the environment and is exactly what the environment needs to grow and be more lush and continue to blossom. So in the same way, whether it's a relationship or a job or whatever that falls apart, it falls apart to make room for something new. And that's the key. Because oftentimes when we're experiencing this disintegration side of things, it doesn't feel so good. It's uncomfortable. We like things to stay the same. Why is this thing going away? You know I didn't like my job, but I was comfortable in it. I knew what I was doing. You know, it was, you know, the comfort of a rut. Same thing every day. And so now that thing fell apart. Now what am I going to do? You know, that's where the new adventure kind of creeps into life. When things disintegrate, they make room for something new, which is now our next adventure in life. So without disintegration, there's no room for change. There's no room for growth. So we have to experience disintegration, the falling apart of things, in order for something new, something better, something that will ultimately feed us and support us in the long run. And the challenge is not judging the disintegration. That's where we really get in trouble. And that's what causes us the most challenge. We judge the disintegration as bad. We think we just want integration. We just want integration. We just want integration. But without the disintegration, there's no room for something new to come in. I see Sanaya, loyal listener Sanaya, thank you so much, on the live stream says, disintegration has always in the long run been the best thing for me. In the long run, I just had to be outside of the situation to reap the benefits and renew myself. Exactly. sometimes we don't see the challenges with being where we are. We don't see the stagnation that we are experiencing by things staying the same. And it's not until things fall apart outside of our own volition, outside of our desire, outside of our will, but then eventually we can see how this disintegration eventually serves us. A minor example, maybe some of you can relate to this. Before I married my wife 21 years ago, I was in a relationship with a woman for 6 years, and it was going really well. And we really liked each other. We were good together. But then eventually that relationship disintegrated. And when we split up, and it wasn't a relationship where when we split up, we were angry at each other, upset at each other. It was fairly amicable. You know, it was a little painful. It hurt a little bit because we were so good together. It's like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? But that relationship disintegrated. And after that relationship disintegrated, you know, I took a little time for myself, started dating again, met the woman who eventually became my wife. Yet if I had not experienced the disintegration of that relationship, I wouldn't have this new relationship now for 21 years, not so new, with my wife. And you see, that's the thing. We don't know what's around the corner in our life. We don't know what adventure awaits us. We don't know what amazing thing life has in store for us that could be so much better than what we're experiencing in the moment. So when we can develop this perspective, develop the capacity to hold disintegration in our life without judging it, then we can live a little more freely. Then we can live a little more in tune with life. Then we can be a little more at ease with all aspects of life. Because the disintegration, the falling apart of what no longer serves us, is an essential part of our growth. We don't grow by being comfortable. We don't grow by things staying the same. We don't grow by feeling great and wonderful all the time. We grow when things fall apart. We grow when we experience the challenges of life. We grow when those unexpected things happen and come to us, and we have to learn to deal with something different. Yet when we can allow that disintegration to happen, when we can be open to things falling apart, then we have the opportunity to bring something new in and integrate something new. And this whole process of disintegration and integration now gives us a richer, fuller life. Which leads me now to our next commercial break and our final segment, where I'll talk about how to be at peace with both integration, disintegration, integration, disintegration. How do we live in a world that's changing so rapidly, that feels like it's disintegrating and falling apart, while we're integrating new things and new awarenesses for ourselves. And I'll talk about all of that and bring this all together in our final segment after this break. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And if you have any comments or questions, please post them in the live stream in the comment section, and I'll get to them in this final segment. So everyone, please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I hope you've been enjoying this show. We've been talking all about integration and disintegration and, you know, the adventure of life. Please, if you do have any comments or questions, please post them in the comment section of the live stream. So this is our final segment. So let me talk about how do we work with this process of integration and disintegration, right? Because let's face it, we buy a house. We don't want it to fall apart. We're working on something. We're in a relationship. We're doing whatever. It doesn't matter. It's hard to let go of things. It's hard to see how things can really serve us when there's loss there. And you see, that's really the thing. In the process of disintegration of things falling apart, we have to integrate that feeling of loss, that feeling of grief and loss, of losing something. It's real, and it's part of being a human being. And it's part of the whole process. So even if it's something that doesn't serve us and we're actually glad to be out of it, like let's just say an abusive relationship or a relationship that really doesn't feed us and just kind of tears us down. Even though, yeah, it's a great thing we're no longer in that relationship, it's still a loss. We're still used to being in that relationship. And when it disintegrates, when it falls apart, that's a loss. And so we need to acknowledge that loss. We need to sit with that feeling of loss, sit with that feeling of grief of having lost something that was in our life, even if it didn't serve us. You know what? Being brought up Jewish, you learn from a young age when someone dies, we have this ritual called sitting Shiva. We're basically for 7 days, you're supposed to, you know, not listen to music, not sit on anything comfortable, not do a whole bunch of things. And basically relatives just come over, bring food. You do a lot of eating. You know, Jewish religion is all about food, just like many, many other cultures. And I always used to think this is silly. Why do we have to do this? The person's gone. What difference does it make? But I tell you, I've really come to appreciate how giving that time and space to grieve the loss that we're feeling, even if it's not someone we were that close to, or even if it was not someone we really liked that much, the fact that they were in our lives and part of our lives, and they're no longer there, we need to give space for that. So the way to really, I guess, be okay with this process of disintegration is to give space to feel the loss. Because if we don't give space to feel the loss, it's eventually going to creep back up. It's going to cause us problems later on. When we're really present to the disintegration and the feelings around the disintegration, then we can process them. We can be present to them. We can allow those energies to flow through us. And once we've processed them, we don't have to completely process them, not 100%, but at least acknowledge them, at least feel our feelings, which in this culture, we really don't feel our feelings. But acknowledge that sense of loss. Acknowledge what's really going on inside so we can release that energy so then we can make room for something new to then integrate. I mean, the way life is, it's a constant process of disintegration, integration, disintegration, integration, disintegration, integration. Like the beating of our heart. We're opening and closing, opening and closing, opening and closing. And how to be okay with all of this is to really just be present to what we're feeling, be honest with ourselves, be honest that sometimes, you know what, this doesn't feel so good. This sucks. I hate this. Be truthful with yourself. Don't say, oh, well, good riddance. I'm glad they're gone. I'm so much happier now. So much happier now. And you're miserable. Because even though they were a jerk, you still miss them. You still miss that presence in your life. It's not always easy to be honest. It's not always easy to be truthful with ourselves. In fact, I would say, the hardest person to be truthful to is ourselves. Once we can be truthful to ourselves, then we can be truthful to others. So yeah, sometimes we just have to feel it. And you know, sometimes when things are disintegrating, we have to deal with a whole bunch of stuff, so we don't have time to feel our feelings. You know, if something happened, we have to move, we lost our lease, and we're moving our home, our office, our business, we don't have time to, like, feel the loss in the moment because there are things that got to get done, and that's okay. But once we do have the moment to sit and be with the feelings, to say, you know what, I miss that old place. I really liked my old apartment, my old house, my old office. You know, even though it smelled, even though it was bad, even though it was this or that, to just admit that that process of disintegration left a little bit of a hole inside ourselves. before we start filling it up with something new. So, yeah. So the key to being okay with integration and disintegration is just be okay with what we're feeling in the moment. It's that simple. Not easy. Not easy at all. But that simple. But it's something we're not taught. As a matter of fact, it's something that we're kind of taught not to do from the time we're young. But if we really want to live life to the fullest, if we really want to experience all the juiciness of life, there's no way around it. We have to feel what we feel. We have to be present to it all. And when we can release the judgment, when we can stop making integration better than disintegration or favored, when we can say that, you know what, whether disintegration is comfortable or not, it's still good. Whether integration is comfortable or not, it's still good. It's all good because it's all a part of life. When we can really, truly be okay with all that life has to offer, then we can live a fuller life. Then we can live a life worth living. And it takes practice. Doesn't happen overnight. Doesn't happen just by chance or happenstance. It happens consciously, with intention, with effort, especially if we've been brought up to cut off our emotions, if we've been brought up not to feel the things we feel. So, that is my show all about integration and disintegration. I hope that was helpful. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did, or you have some comments about it, please email me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. And if there are other topics you'd like me to touch upon, if there are other things that you think would be an aspect of life you'd like me to explore, let me know. You can post it in the comment section of the video. You can email me. Go to my website, theconsciousconsultant.com. Go to the contact form and contact me and let me know. Thank you all for being with me this hour. Next week, we have a wonderful guest in store for you, not just me. So I hope you'll tune in Thursdays, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time right here on talkradio.nyc. And don't forget, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on Talk Radio and on all the podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. Wherever you find podcasts, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. Thank you all, especially my loyal listeners who tune in every week. Don't forget, later today, we have Frank Harrison and his show, Frank About Health, at 5 p.m. Eastern. And Fridays, we have, of course, our Friday blocks of shows starting at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Thank you all for tuning in. Take care. We will talk to you all next week.
Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be frank about health with all of you.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business, or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.